Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We're trying to round up our good friend Bill Duckenberg, and we're having a little bit of technical difficulty. We'll work that out. But in the meantime, you and I are going to continue to march. When you think about the economy, I was just talking about that with Doug Obie. And Bill and I are going to talk about that. When you think about the national economy, the U.S. economy, you know, I talk a lot about Main Street. I talk a lot about Wall Street. I talk a lot about Washington. And I divide it up into those three sectors, right? Wall Street, Main Street, and Washington. And those are the three major factors. If you had to partition the economy into any way, you'd have to, and the influences on the economy, you got to talk about those three sectors. The government not only influences the economy in terms of how much in terms of regulations and taxes, the things that it does, that the government does to manage, to make laws and regulations to deal with businesses, how politicians think businesses should behave. That's one impact. And most of the time, not all the time, but in the vast majority of the cases, that's negative. We just had a little bit of positive news in December. And when they made the Section 179 direct expensing permanent, that was good news. But most of the regulations that we're getting are more ways of impinging upon how we do business, more requirements to comply with a government regulation, tax increases. We've had those in the last few years. So, and right now the top tax bracket for individuals is almost 40%, not counting their state taxes. The United States has the highest federal, maybe the second highest corporate tax in the world. So those are things that the government does to the economy. Now what the government does for the economy is they spend their money, and corporations and many small businesses do business with the government. So that money comes back. It gets spent with somebody. So that helps the economy. So that's the influence of the government. Then you've got Main Street and you've got Wall Street. Those are the two pure operators in the marketplace. We're buying and selling. We're trying to buy low and sell high. Right, and compete, and wind up with something of value, but for some reason in the last few years there's been a disconnect between those two, and unfortunately though, because Wall Street, and when I say Wall Street I mean corporate America too, because that group has the money, has a lot more money, a lot more influence, political influence. They've been able to rig the system, I think, against it. And not that they were doing it to Main Street, but it wound up that Main Street has taken the hindmost from the relationship between those two. And so So these are some of the factors that we've got to think about when we're talking about how do we fix the economy. Well, we've got to fix Washington first. We honest to God have to fix Washington first. Folks, let's elect people to office who don't hate businesses. Warts and all, businesses create jobs, and jobs create opportunity for human beings, and buy braces and cars and put kids through college and provide a life for the families. Businesses are not the enemy, and we've got to elect people to Washington who don't hate business, who don't hate the marketplace. The marketplace is the wellspring from which whence our future sustainable success will come from in America, not the government, the marketplace. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassie, and I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.